Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. New York is the latest state to discover the Omicron variant. Governor Kathy Hochul says 5 confirmed cases have been found around the state. That follows cases found in California, Minnesota, and Colorado. Health officials are concerned this new variant is more transmissible and may be more resistant to vaccines. Meanwhile, as federal health officials predict a rising number of coronavirus cases this weekend, President Biden today again appealed to people to get their booster shot as a way to tackle the Omicron variant. NPR's Mara Liasson has more.
This is not dissimilar to what Biden has tried to do before, encourage people to get boosted, boost vaccination centers more readily available, giving federal workers paid time off to go get boosted. So he's pretty much doing more of the same with a couple tweaks, and hoping that it turns out that Omicron is not more lethal than the previous variants.
NPR's Mara Liasson. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there's little cause for optimism in talks aimed at reviving a nuclear deal with Iran. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, diplomats from world powers are meeting in Vienna this week, and Blinken says it's not clear yet that Iran is ready to negotiate in good faith.
Secretary Blinken says Iran's advances to its nuclear program and its recent rhetoric don't give him cause for optimism, but he says it's not too late for Iran to reverse course and engage in a more meaningful way in talks that began Monday in Vienna.
What Iran can't do is sustain the status quo of building their nuclear program while dragging their feet on talks. That will not happen.
Israel's prime minister is urging the U.S. and other world powers to halt the talks over concerns that Iran has begun enriching uranium with more advanced centrifuges. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
The food giant Kellogg's and its union of roughly 1,400 cereal plant workers have reached a tentative deal on a new contract. As NPR's Joe Hernandez reports, the agreement ends a nearly two-month strike at the company.
The tentative five-year agreement includes union priorities like wage hikes for all employees, but it keeps the company's controversial two-tier pay scale, though it gives newer workers a defined pathway to move up and make more money. The deal ends a lengthy strike by Kellogg employees represented by the Bakery, Confectionery, Tobacco Workers, and Grain Millers International Union. They walked off the job in early October after being unable to reach a new contract with Kellogg. The union also claimed Kellogg threatened to move jobs to Mexico, though the company has denied that. The U.S. has seen several major labor actions this year, including strikes at John Deere, McDonald's, and Frito-Lay.
NPR's Joe Hernandez. This is NPR. India's Supreme Court has ordered the government to implement strict measures to curb air pollution in the capital, New Delhi. Sushmita Pathak reports Delhi's November pollution this year was the worst since the government started monitoring air quality in 2015.
India's top court today gave the government a 24-hour deadline to act against air pollution. In response, authorities have stopped in-person classes indefinitely. Schools had only just reopened earlier this week after being closed for days over pollution concerns. Air pollution spikes in Delhi every winter and reaches a level where it is harmful for healthy people too.
Sushmita Pathak reporting. Actor Alec Baldwin gives his first exclusive interview since a fatal shooting on the set of the film Rust today in a special for ABC News. NPR's Mandalit El Barco has more.
In a preview clip, a tearful Alec Baldwin talks to ABC's George Stephanopoulos about the shooting of cinematographer Halyna Hutchins. She died when the gun he was holding on set killed her.
It wasn't in the script for the trigger to be pulled.
Well, the trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger.
So no. You never pulled the trigger?
No. I would never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger at them, never.
Baldwin, who was also one of the film's producers, said he had no idea how a real bullet ended up on the New Mexico film set. Authorities continue to investigate. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
Wall Street higher by the closing bell today. The Dow up 617 points at 34,639. The Nasdaq gained 127 points. The S&P 500 up 64. Futures contracts are trading lower. This is NPR News.